good afternoon, and welcome back to Business Connections on WILI Radio 1400 AM and 95.3 FM. This show is brought to you by the Windham Region Chamber of Commerce each and every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. My name is Michelle Garabedian, and I am the President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce and your host for today. None of this would be possible without my international man of media, Matt Rupar. Matt, how you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I am amazing. See, we used ducky, wonderful, and now amazing.
I like it. I like the variety.
I am a thesaurus today. that is what I am. So thank you all for continuing to listen. And for those of you who just joined us, welcome, welcome. I'm going to recap some of our announcements, and we are going to get into our second guest. So our ladies' luncheon, the date, because of the holiday, was a little off this year, but we did have it last week, Thursday. Again, that's our women's luncheon, which is typically the first Thursday of every month from 12 to 1, and that is at the beautiful Lakeview Restaurant in Coventry, Connecticut. And we want to thank Joan Merritt from Seroptimist International of Willimantic for being our featured speaker. She did a great job, provided us with a lot of information on everything the Seroptimists do. So make sure you check them out. It's a global volunteer organization that provides women and girls access to education and training and anything they need to achieve their economic empowerment. So pretty cool organization. This morning, we started off the day at 8 a.m. for our lovingly called CAN meetings. That's our morning networking meeting where local business owners or members get together, exchange cards, ideas, give us their little 30-second commercial, and you get to chat about yourself and make new connections. Today and tomorrow and every Tuesday and Wednesday, our Veterans Commissary is open on Tuesdays from 1 to 5 p.m. and on Wednesdays from 11 to 5 p.m. So come on down. Everything is completely complimentary. This is open to veterans, active military, and their families. Come on down, check out the facility, and load up your grocery bags. And in just 2 days is Third Thursday all over again. You know, I know the days and the weeks go by, and I'd like to say that I'm not getting older, but mathematically that is how it works. So I've kind of already aged, and it just doesn't seem right. I haven't even gotten used to saying my number yet, but that's okay. But yeah, we're going to be at Third Thursday, right across from Charter Oak Credit Union. That'll be myself with some Connecticut paid leave information. Tyler Giovanni from Quiet Corner Buzz and Tolland County Buzz. And we're going to also have information on Everything Eastern CT, which is a wonderful website that has everything you could think of doing in Eastern Connecticut. So if you want to do something, but you don't want to drive an hour and a half away, this is the perfect resource for you. And even though we have 1 month to go, but we did want to share that our friends at Vanderman Place are doing a backpack giveaway on Friday, August 15th at 5 p.m. You can drop off donations at their location at 595 Valley Street. And if you have any questions in particular, you can give them a call at 860-465-7116. Please keep in mind, I'm bugging you all to save the date or send me some referrals for our Health and Wellness Expo, which is going to be Saturday, October 4th. At our very own Eastbrook Mall. That is free to attend. There is a vendor registration fee, but that will be from 11 to 3, and we will have everything from protein shake people to gyms to yoga, Reiki, chiropractors, dentists, anything you can think of that is health-related. We are going to get them in as vendors. So if you have a favorite practitioner, please give me a call and let me know, or you could send me an email at president@windhamchamber.com or call my cell phone at 860-208-3456. We touched base on some revisions to the Connecticut paid leave program last week. That will be rolling out in October, but in the meantime, you can visit ctpaidleave.org, and they are going to be doing some upcoming webinars so that you can learn some information too. We did take a little holiday break because everyone seems to be on vacation in July. So there was no business after hours this week, but we are really excited to have Eagle Spirits in Wyndham be our host for August. That's going to be August 13th. Remember, this is a members only and your guests event. And they're also going to be celebrating their one-year anniversary on the 26th. And the owner, Laura Cassia, will be one of our guests next month as it's closer to the date. So again, we want to make sure you get out, support small businesses, and do some networking and meet new people. So that's what I have for my top half of the second, bottom of the hour. And right now, I would like to introduce my next guest, Nicole Crenshaw and Katie Marcato. They are with the CHR's FFT Foster Care Program. And Nicole is a family recruiter supervisor, and Katie is also a recruiter. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hi, wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for making. I know you guys jumped in last minute to cover the slot today, so thank you so very much. And Nicole, I'll have you go first. Tell me about your role with CHR.
So I've been with CHR for a little over 13 years now. So it's kind of morphed into multiple things, but always foster care. That's definitely been near and dear to my heart, to helping children in need who have suffered abuse or neglect. So I am the family recruitment and licensing supervisor, and we try to tackle the need in the state of Connecticut for foster homes. We comprise a game plan to reach out to our catchment area, which is the Wyndham County, Willimantic, kind of that eastern Connecticut area. So we look for opportunities to get the message out there, whether it be partnering with our local businesses, setting up tables at fairs, and also, you know, word of mouth, I always tell folks, is our best form of advertisement. So we work with the families and inquiries that come in to guide them through that process. So I work very closely with Katie to work on that game plan to go ahead and recruit homes.
Nice. And now when you say recruit homes, are there incentives for fostering, or how, what does that look like?
So there is a tax-exempt stipend that's provided to families so that they can offset the cost to care for the children. It's a daily stipend that they receive monthly for the food, shelter, clothing, and kind of the needs of our children who are into their homes.
That's really nice. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people want to help, and then, you know, they look at cash flow and, you know, just can't afford that extra, you know, mouth or mouths to feed. So that's really nice that they have it. What would you say, Nicole, is that you love the most about your work?
I love when I have, when I hear the stories, of children who have, whether it be graduated, and, well, I'm thinking of one specifically. I have a child who left one of our foster homes, and it didn't necessarily end in a positive way, but during that time frame, something left an impact in that child's life. So when that child went back home to be with their bio family, their family of origin, she later, about a year later, invited our foster parent to attend her graduation.
Aww.
So, you know, you have children who do great in foster homes. They may have a few bumps in the road because they've been through a lot. And when they come back and they, you know, make that connection to our parents, because that means a lot to me, because it just, you know, just having some kind of impact in their life. That's a part of their life. You know, it's a part of their life story. The good, the bad, all that they've been through, being in that foster home is also an addition to the story of their lives.
And Katie, Nicole mentioned that she works closely with you on recruiting homes. How long have you been with CHR? Tell us a little bit more about your role.
Sure. So I have actually been with CHR for just over a month now, so I'm brand new to working with CHR. However, I have been a foster parent in the Willimantic region for 8 years, so I'm not brand new to foster care. And so just being able to share my passion with people who are interested, who might consider fostering or who might consider getting involved or helping out in some way, you know, that's kind of where my heart is. And so I'm very excited to continue working with Nicole and spreading the awareness about the need for more foster parents in this area.
Yeah, and you have that lived experience as well, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic. And so what is CHR? A lot of people in town, I know your office is in Manchester, but, you know, we have a CHR in Willimantic, and people know the letters, but I don't think they necessarily know what it is. So if you could share that with us.
Yeah. So CHR stands for Community Health Resources, and it's the state's most comprehensive nonprofit behavioral health care agency, offering a wide range of services for people of all ages whose lives have been touched by mental illness, addiction, trauma, homelessness, and more.
Wow, that's so it's a very wide range.
Absolutely.
And in the Willimantic area, what services does CHR offer?
Sure. So the programs in Eastern Connecticut range from outpatient care for people of all ages, including children, at 1310 Main Street, and that's our Willimantic office, to intensive residential programs in both Willimantic and Putnam. We also have programs for children and families, of which one is our functional family therapy and therapeutic foster care, which is available in the Willimantic and the greater Willimantic area.
That's fantastic. And the FFT, or the functional family therapy, what is the FFT therapeutic foster care program?
So FFT, therapeutic foster care, it's the DCF-funded program to help match children and teens with trained foster parents who can provide loving, supportive environments to help youth navigate the challenges of growing up. You know, functional family therapy, it refers to the care that's provided in each foster family's home. So for all of the members of the family, it's looking at the family as a unit. So we're not just kind of, you know, rehabilitating or focusing on the child. Mm-hmm. We want to take a look at the child and the family unit, because for whatever reason, our children, you know, the family has broken down from the home that they came out of. So we're trying to help build that back up. So we're taking that team approach. We're kind of servicing the family entirely. So that is what FFT provides to our foster families.
That's fantastic. Yeah, raising a teen is hard enough. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine raising a teen that's already gone through trauma and, you know, try to re-navigate a familial unit. It would be very challenging, I would think. Is there a need for foster homes in the Willimantic area?
Absolutely. In fact, we have an immediate need for homes right now in the area, and this is for full-time fostering, as well as fostering kids sporadically to provide respite coverage or emergency coverage. So the catchment area that we work with includes most of Windham County, and right now, middle and high school students have the greatest needs. And in fact, unfortunately, many middle and high schoolers are currently awaiting homes as we speak. They could be stuck in a temporary placement, a group home, or going night to night, really in any foster home that will take them. And unfortunately, that's the reality of the state of the foster care system right now, is that we just desperately need more people who are willing to open their hearts and their homes to these kiddos, because they just need one caring adult in their lives that can really, you know, change the trajectory of their future.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are listening and they're like, you know, I've thought about it, but I've never pulled the trigger, or is that around me? Who can be a foster parent?
So we are happy, I'd say very happy, to talk to anyone who has the capacity to foster a child in their home, even if, you know, they're willing to undergo the training associated with becoming a therapeutic foster parent. Mm-hmm. We will welcome married couples, single people, childless couples, even empty nesters, individuals who already have children. You know, honestly, it really is anyone who wants to help youth and work with us to provide children and teens with a stable and loving environment. And like Katie had mentioned, we have the need for like emergency placement. So you can be a, like a full-time foster parent who has a child in your home night to night, living, you know, with long-term goals. But we also have a need for respite families. When you have a child who comes in and it's an emergency placement, mm-hmm. just giving us a weekend or a couple of weeks or 30 days so that we can just give the child stability so they're not bouncing from house to house. We want, you know, so we'll take anyone who can, you know, go through the screening process and willing to work with us along the way to become licensed.
And when we were talking about help in the Willimantic area, is the goal to try and keep the kids in the same school system? Or do they
Absolutely.
Tend? Okay.
Yeah, so we want to keep kids as often as possible in their communities of origin, right? So they can keep the same friends, the same communities, so that they're not having an additional loss. Because obviously when you're removed from your family, that's a huge loss. And so then if you're removed from your community of origin, that's just another loss on top of what our kids are already going through. So mm-hmm. when at all possible, we try to keep them in the same community, not necessarily the town, but within the same region.
That's fantastic. And so some of the programs you said that we have in Eastern Connecticut ranges from outpatient care to people of all ages, all the way to intensive residential treatment programs. And that's in both Willimantic and Putnam. And you have things for addiction, mental illness, trauma, homelessness, behavioral. I think it's just absolute wonderful resource that you guys are providing. Do you have, you mentioned the all-inclusive or the foster parent going to like a training. What other support do you have for foster parents?
Yep. CHR works with foster parents every step of the way. So we provide kind of that smooth transition for foster parents and youth. We'll provide personalized training curriculums for our foster parents. And since COVID, you know, it's primarily on Zoom or, you know, a virtual platform. Mm-hmm. We have some hybrid options. One actually training opportunity I wanted to point out to individuals who might say, oh, my schedule's so busy with work. There's a weekend training that's coming up. We partner with the Department of Children and Families, and it's a weekend for a lifetime training where individuals, I think of one couple a few years back that I had, the husband worked in the emergency room and had a very difficult schedule that, you know, but for that type of person, they could do the 4 days in September for Weekend for a Lifetime. So there's options. There's virtual. There's a weekend one coming up in September where you can get the training all done in one weekend. Other services that we provide, foster parents, like I mentioned, they receive the daily stipend to cover the youth's expenses. CHR provides 24/7 clinical support and case management assistance, which is big. Mm-hmm. You know, you worry about what if something happens after hours, what will I do? We have on-call clinicians that are available after hours. There's weekly family clinical support sessions in your home. Our team comes in the home. They will support you working towards the goals of our children and families. And we also offer medication management. That's available through CHR. And then lastly, we offer a monthly training session and opportunities to connect with other foster parents. You know, they're not in this alone. So you have monthly support groups where you support one another. You talk like, hey, I've been in this situation, or, you know, how did you handle this behavior? But then also trainings to continually fill that toolbox and resources that our parents need to be successful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And have you seen or do children and teens thrive once they're placed in the right environment? So they're already kind of behind the eight ball. But if you put them in the right environment, do you have any statistics or anything where you've seen how they've thrived afterwards?
Yeah, so CHR has been a provider of therapeutic foster care services for many years, and we've seen children and teens truly thrive once they're matched in loving and supportive homes. At the end of the day, you know, success is going to be defined differently for different youth. Some foster families ultimately are going to potentially adopt their foster kids, and at other times, kids are going to be reunited with their birth families or other relatives, and both are equally something to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And at CHR, our job is to help foster families and children achieve the best outcome for a happy and healthy future, whatever that looks like in their story.
And what's the experience like for a foster parent? So, Katie, you said that you've been one and you're offering all these training opportunities and nurturing and letting them get together, kind of a support group. But overall, what would be like an experience like for the foster parent?
That's a really hard question to answer, because I will say that, you know, every child's story and situation is so unique and so different. So it's hard to say if there's a typical, right? Because we as foster parents, my husband and I, have had kids, you know, that needed us for a night or two, like Nicole mentioned, until they were able to match the child with a placement that was really going to be a good fit for them, that was going to be successful. And we've had children in our home for, you know, a year or 2 years or longer. And so what is success, and what does that look like, differs from case to case, from child to child. But I will say that the experience is truly rewarding and fulfilling. And, you know, I started to foster because I wanted to give back to my local community. And I really feel like the kids have just given so much back to me, in my life, because, you know, where they've come from and what they are able to do with, you know, the circumstances that they have been dealt with, and to just learn how to persevere and to push through and continue on and just become successful, is really just so impactful to me as a foster parent. And as well as working with the biological families, right? And seeing parents who, you know, they were struggling with something and they've been able to overcome it, so they can reunify with their child and have their family healed and whole again. It's just such an amazing experience to get to stand beside these biological families, and just be a support for them, whether that's while the child's in your home or maybe even after. You're going to continue to support them and say, you know, hey, you know, brave or something like that, and just get to continue to be a part of the child's life and be a part of their story.
I love it. And I think one of the things that, you know, caught me, or I was surprised, maybe I still think old-fashioned, you know, when it comes to like adoption, fostering and that. But again, you said anybody with the capacity to foster a child, so that they could be married, single, childless, empty nesters, someone who already has children. It's really about anybody who wants to help the youth and provide the children and teens, you know, a stable and loving environment. And how can people learn more about the foster care program by CHR?
So I will provide our recruitment number. They can contact us at 860-730-8727. Again, that's 860-730-8727. Or they can feel free to leave a confidential message, and we'll get right back to them. But then our website is www.chrhealth.org. Again, www.chrhealth.org, and we will be more than happy to discuss the requirements and start the application process with them.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole and Katie, again, especially, well, for being our guests and for jumping in at the last minute. We greatly appreciate your membership, and we appreciate what you're doing in the communities that you serve. So thank you so very much, and I hope you guys stay cool and have a wonderful weekend ahead. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us today, and we'll chat again next week.